This is made to get things' attentions, right? Now, this is a bullwhip, and that's what it was really designed for, is to get the attention of a cow. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've lived around cows most of my life, and one of the things that I've learned is that cows are dumb. Yeah, I mean, they're not the brightest. Hey, look, they're not the brightest species on the planet, all right? They're like, I know you're going to eat me. Just leave me alone until it's time, okay? So, I mean, now, cowboys, you know, when they're riding a horse, I've never seen a cowboy movie where they're like, the cowboys are on their horses, and they're on a big cattle drive, and there's like thousands of cows, and I've never seen John Wayne be like, now, cow, you need to go this way. It doesn't work that way. You can talk really nice to the cow. Girls, you could get right up in that cow's face and be like, Mr. Cow, listen, I need you to go this way, all right? Because listen, we need you to go, listen, no. Go this way. It just, the cow looks at you and he's like, cow's going to do whatever. But if you get something that cracks really loud and you say, hey, cow, I need you to move over here. The cow goes, okay. And that's what they do. That's right. Now, growing up in Oklahoma and Texas, I've seen bullwhips and always thought they were cool. And so I always wanted one. And so finally, I asked my wife if I could have one, and she said yes. And so I got one. And I've been playing with it, and it's been a lot of fun. Not only is it incredibly loud and disturbs your neighbors, apparently, it's pretty powerful. Would you guys like to see how powerful it really is? All right. Of course you do. All right, now, here's what I have here. I have an ordinary styrofoam cup. Peyton, come here for a second, all right? You're a smart kid. Look at this cup. Have you ever seen a cup like that before?
Yes.
Yes? Good. All right, that means you're normal. All right, now, Peyton, as you're looking there, what do you see?
Nothing.
Nothing. Smell it. Do you smell anything?
No.
Do you hear anything?
No.
Is a regular cup?
Yes.
Thank you. Sit down. All right, yes. All right, so this is a cup that was donated by the Senior Adult Ministry of Columbus Avenue in Waco, Texas. Y'all don't know I took that. I apologize. I promise you that's all I took from your church, all right? That's all I took. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Not only is the bullwhip incredibly loud, but it can split this cup in half. Would y'all like to see that? All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's try this. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah! Look at there. Look what I caught. Now look at that. Look at that right there. That's how I like my coffee. A little bit of half and half. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, this gets even better, but I'm going to need a helper. I'm going to need somebody. Hold on. Hold on. Listen, kids. Listen. For insurance purposes, I can't use a camper kid, all right? Oh, we have a volunteer in the orange shirt. Come on over here. Yeah. Now, what is your name?
Sam.
Sam, that's awesome. That's my sister's name. Is that short for Samuel?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Samantha, correct? That's right. Now, Samantha, what church are you with?
Rush Creek.
So you were excited. I was like, I can't use a camper. You were like, yeah! And I was like, she's going to be great. All right, so Sam, let me ask you this. Do you have any health insurance?
Gosh, I hope I do.
You hope you do. Don't worry about it. I have a bag of ice backstage. All right, now, all I need you to do, Sam, is I need you to stand right over here. All right, stand right over there, and let me get something for you. Now, Sam, what I need you to do right now is I need you to put your hands out in front of you. All right? Put your hands out in front of you, and I just need you to make a decision. All right? I need you to decide which hand do you not like the most. All right? You don't like that hand, all right? Okay, so that's the hand we're going to use. Now, I have these really awesome safety gloves. I just need you to put those on.
They've got holes in it.
Yeah, they do have holes in them, all right, because they're well used, all right? Yes, these are my, you know what, let's just go ahead and put one on the other hand just in case, all right? That whip sometimes gets out of control. All right, now, go ahead and show everybody your hands. Perfectly, guys, safety first. All right, now, here's what we're going to do, all right? Hold out your hand, Sam. I just want you to stand right there. Just right. You're going to back up just a little more. Right there. Perfect. All right. Now, I need you to hold your left hand out just like that. Out in front of you. Perfect. Stay right there. Now, I got something over here, all right? Okay. It's another cup, right? Sam, all I need you to do is to be real still, all right? Don't move. Don't distract me, all right? Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to knock that cup out of her hands with this here whip. How many of you guys like to see that? All right. So, I just need to see if I'm close enough. There we go. All right. That's your leg. Yeah, that's your hand too. All right, yeah. I got stuck. All right, hold on. Yeah. There we go. All right, yeah. No, it's fine. You're fine. You might not even have a hand in a minute, so it'll probably come right up. I'm just kidding. All right, now, Sam, all I need to do is I just need you to be real still, all right? And you guys, y'all enjoy the show, all right? Yeah. Here we go. All right, you ready? Here we go. All right. Did you hear that? Do you see the dust in front of you? Look out in front of you when this happens. Watch this. Isn't that cray-cray? I mean, that right there will get your heart rate going. You know what, though? Your heart rate is moving. I see your cup. Do you see it trembling right here? Here's what I want you to do. I just want you to move your hand closer, just like that. Perfect. All right, yeah. Perfect. All right, here we go, guys. All right. Are you ready, Sam? On three. 1, 2. All right. You know what? I don't want to get you hurt, so let's do this. Your hands are just keep shaking. So put your hands behind your back. Very good. All I want you to do is be real still. This will be so much better. This will be so much better, all right? Are you ready, Sam? All right. Here we go. All right. Oh, I got it all tangled up. All right. Now listen, Sam, I want you to know that I have watched a lot of YouTube videos this week, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I learned it from a 12-year-old in Shanghai. Are you ready? You know what? I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it's still there. But you know what? Hang on. Listen, kids. Listen. We have to be safe here, and I do want to knock this cup off your head. I really do.
Okay.
But I'll be honest, guys. I'm not nearly as good with a bullwhip as I am a bow and arrow. So let me go get a bow, an arrow, and... What? Okay, hold on. Whoa. They're telling me back there that's not allowed. All right. Can I use a BB gun? All right. Slingshot. Now, okay, wait, you know what? I've got a cannon. And Sam, I got this cannon that can knock that cup off your head, and it's perfectly safe. Would you guys like to see my cannon? All right. So Sam, I want you to turn this way. There you go. This is my cannon right here. Check this out. That's right, yes. This is the Man Cannon 3000. Yes, it is not a trash can. No. It is a modified trash can that has been turned into a vortex cannon. Now, what I'm going to do is this thing is full of air right now, Sam. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull back on this back part right here. When I pull back, it actually shoots a puff of air. See that big cone right up there? Look at that. I'm going to see how that just hit like that? Isn't that cool? Now, what that's doing is it's shooting a ring of air. And I'm going to use that ring of air, and I'm going to knock that cup off your head. Are you guys ready? Yeah. All right, here we go. I need a drum roll, please. Yeah! How awesome is that? Now, Sam, here's the deal. You guys couldn't see that ring, but how many of you guys have faith that there was a ring of air, and you just saw it knock it off her head? Now, here's what we're going to do. Sam, I want you to put it back on your head, but this time I'm going to get something that's going to help us to see a little bit better. Now, what I'm going to do is I have some haze. I got some fog. I got some smoke. It should be in this tube right in here. Oh, yeah, right here. All right, yeah. There we go. All right, now. This reminds me of my grandma's house. Okay, so. Seriously. All right, now. Guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill this up with smoke so that you can actually see the ring, okay? Now, this is called a vortex ring. It's a really cool thing in science. All I can tell you about it is what that 12-year-old on YouTube taught me about it, all right? But it's really, really cool, all right? So you've got that cup on your head. Are you guys ready to see this knock it off her head? Are you ready? Here we go. Drum roll, please. Look at that, guys! How cool is that? Oh! Come on, guys. How neat is that? Let's give her a big round of applause. Thank you so much. And you get, because you're so brave, you get the new Keith Coast Minecraft style t-shirt and a pair of Minecraft glasses to go with it. Thank you for all your help. Come on, guys, give her a big round of applause. How cool is this? That's right. This is so cool. Now watch, this is a little game. Me and my son, actually, last week, my 12-year-old was up here. He was shooting rings out, and I was whipping them out of the air, all right? So I'd say pull, and he'd shoot one out. But what I like to do when I'm by myself, because I'm by myself a lot, and I'll shoot a slow one out, and then I'll knock it out of the air. Oh, hold on. Oh, man. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Got it. All right. Now, guys, this is a really great example of something that we don't really understand and something that we can't see. But you know what? That's the same way it is with God. I want you to open up your Bibles to, let's see, we're going to be in Matthew. We're going to be in Matthew. Get out your Bibles John, I'm sorry. We're going to be in John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John, we're going to be in chapter 20. Now, guys, since I was 8 years old, I've been following Jesus. And I was a Christian. I decided I wanted to be a follower of Jesus when I was 8. Now, what's interesting to me is that for most of my life, I have been following a God that I've never physically seen with my eyes. I have never seen God. I have never been able to give God a hug. I've never been able to give him a high five or a fist bump. I've never actually seen God. Now, in the Old Testament, there was a guy by the name of Moses. And Moses, you guys remember the stories of Moses. There's a couple stories about Moses. But one of my favorites is that Moses had gone up and God had just given him the Ten Commandments and he said, I want to see you. And God's like, you can't see me. If you see me, you will die. Now, I don't understand that, but apparently the glory of God is so great. Whatever it is, it's just like these physical bodies cannot take it. And so sometimes I wonder why it is that we serve a God that's an invisible God. And how hard and frustrating that is at times. And then I come across a story who kind of had the same thing happen to him. Actually, Jesus, we're going to talk more about Jesus tomorrow, but Jesus had died. He'd been crucified on the cross, and he had died. He had been dead for 3 days. And then after he died, he had risen again, and Jesus appeared to his disciples a few times before he went up to heaven for the last time. So here's the thing. Look in John chapter 20, verse 19. It says, that evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Now stop there for a second. There's an important detail. The disciples are hiding out behind what? Locked doors. They are hiding. Things had been crazy. Remember the people, they had killed Jesus, and they were scared for their lives. They're hiding out. They're behind locked doors. Locked doors. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. And he said, peace be with you. Now, I don't know how Jesus said it. And I'm not for sure, but when I look at that, I can't help but think, it might have been like a peekaboo, all right? Yeah, like, peace be with you. And they're like, oh my gosh, This is their leader, their Messiah, their friend, who they had spent the last several years of their life with. They just watched him die. They went to a tomb, and he was gone. And they are now hiding out behind locked doors. And all of a sudden, Jesus is there, and he says, "Peace be with you." Guys, I would have freaked out. These guys did. It says, as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see, and he showed them his side, and they were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. Oh, man, they were excited. And he spoke to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." God, it was a really great story. Well, then they begin to tell some of the other disciples, and there happened to be a disciple there that wasn't there. His name was Thomas. And when you skip over to verse 24, it says, one of the disciples, Thomas, was not with them when Jesus came. And they told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in the hands and put my fingers into them and place my hands in the wound in his side." Thomas was like, "Guys, it's not even funny." Punking wasn't even back then, all right? But Thomas was like, "Y'all are pulling a prank on me, aren't you? Yeah. That's not even funny, guys. I saw Jesus die, and now you're saying he showed up. Y'all were behind locked doors, and he's like, 'Peace be with you.'" And you're like, "Whatever, man. Come on, dude. Seriously? That's just a sick joke." Thomas didn't believe it. Except on verse 26, it says, 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, who showed up? Jesus. And he said, "Peace be with you." That's right. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here in my hands and in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." And then Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus told him, he says, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." Jesus said, "Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." Guess what? That's you and me. I have not seen Jesus physically with my eyes. I haven't been able to touch him. But guess what? It doesn't mean that he's not real. I believe that these stories are true. And you know what? Just like this smoke cannon, guys, I can't necessarily, without the help of that fog, I can't see that ring flying through the air. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the wind. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm from Oklahoma. I happen to be an expert in wind. That's what we're known for. We have lots of it. We don't have just tornadoes. We have straight winds. 4 years ago, I bought a house. A year after I moved in, 70-mile-an-hour sustained winds for 8 hours ripped the north side of my roof off. It was not a tornado. It was just a windy day. We replaced that side. Next year, same time, a wind comes from the south, and guess what it does? Rips off the south side of my roof. Just another windy day. Right after we had actually moved into our house, have you guys ever seen a dust devil before? We had a dust devil come through our place. It picked up a trash can, a box, and a lawn chair, and they were flying in the air like this. My kids were standing in the yard going, "Ah!" I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, "That is the coolest thing I've ever seen." I mean, we are experts in wind, but let me tell you something. I have never seen the wind. I feel the wind. I see the effects of the wind. Sometimes I see chickens flying around in circles. I know that is not normal. Chickens don't normally fly that way. And when you see a cow fly, you better go down in the ground for safety. Guys, I've never seen the wind, but I feel the effects of wind. I believe in the wind. I believe in a thing called Wi-Fi. I don't know how it works. I love Wi-Fi. It has become my best friend. When Wi-Fi doesn't come with me, I get sad. When Wi-Fi decides to shut down halfway through a video I'm watching, Mr. Keith cries. Wi-Fi has become a big part of my life, but I don't understand how it works. My wife just sent me a text, "I love you and I miss you." And I'm like, "I don't know how that happened, but I like it." Because I just said, "I love you too." And I push a button and it goes. It's like a little magic portal. It's just like, This is like what Disney was talking about, like little magic mirrors. Mirror, mirror on the wall. This is it right here. I don't understand how cell phones and Wi-Fi signals work. I don't know how the wind blows. I don't. There's a scientist that could tell you, and there's a video on the internet. I'm not for sure. But you know what? I've never seen God, but I still believe in God. Thomas didn't believe the disciples, but you know what? Jesus says, Thomas, you know what? You get to actually see me. You get to actually physically touch me. But there's going to be generations of people thousands of years from now that are never going to be able to see me. And blessed are they who believe, because they believe and they haven't seen. And today, you may be confused as to why we do this camp. Why we spend a couple days out of the year to tell you guys that we believe in this God. Why we show up every week on Sundays and for Bible studies, because we believe in a God we haven't seen. But just because you haven't seen God doesn't mean he's not real. Amen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And guys, maybe this visual will help you to understand. Maybe it'll help you whenever you think about it, that you know what? God is still real. Even though you can't touch him, even though you can't feel him, God is a big, big God. Now,